The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2.
Welcome back. This is the Fiendcast. You've caught us again. We're doing a little boneless thing going on here.
Boneless.
We ain't got no sound. This is kind of wild. You know what? Do I have something not plugged in here? Is there something that I'm supposed to have plugged into?
I don't hear anything.
Ah, that's why. We can't hear nothing. This is probably going to be loud as hell here in a second. This is going to headphones.
Oh.
Wow, there was the pop.
There it goes.
Pop, pop.
That was wonderful.
Poppity pop.
Now that we're here, you're here, we may probably edit that out. We'll see.
Leave it in.
Fiendcast.
Leave it in.
We're coming at you. We're boneless tonight. This is boneless episode. We got Impaler across there. He's over there. We got Big Boss, Lord MRF. We got him over there. We got Space Boy. She's Space Boying.
Yeah.
She dandy.
Yeah.
Space Boy dandy.
Yeah.
I'm Black Mitch. We're here. We're real. We're 3D. We taste good. We're nutritious. If you eat us, if you actually try to eat us, we will sustain your body for longer.
Green.
Oh my gosh. That's the nutrients.
Like dill pickle.
Don't try to eat me.
Only, but if you eat me, you have to start with my ass.
You gotta start and stop with my ass.
Yeah, stop with my nuts.
Coochie.
You gotta stop with the balls.
Coochie non-existent.
Start with the balls.
Nuts brown. Butthole also brown.
That's right.
I'm kind of all brown. I'm one uniform brown.
You
butthole.
Get all brown with me.
Yeah.
All brown.
That's it. We the brown
boys
tonight.
I don't know
tonight.
Why that song, like, what about that is so catchy when she's, my coochie paint, my booty hole brown.
You're going to remember it, though. Tonight at 3 a.m., you're going to pop out of bed, just shoot straight out of just cold sweat, and you're going to be like, my coochie paint, my booty hole is brown.
I'm out of town. Thugging with my rounds.
You know?
It's a time.
I'd say it's an anthem for our youth. It's an anthem for our generation. It's a call to arms.
It's a call of the wild.
We need to get up and do things. This is the wake up that our generation needed.
I think it is highly appropriate.
I think it's universal. Every coochie be pink. All booty holes be brown.
I mean,
I've actually seen like a dark purple.
I was gonna say there's some purple vaginas out there.
Spreading fake news now.
Fig news.
Yes. Fig news.
Actual fig news. Factual.
There's purple is pink. Like pink is on a spectrum, kind of like there's red. There's red to purple, I think, and there's pink in between. You know, like there's different colors. And then with the buttholes. Now, when we say the butthole is brown, again, it could depend on the person. You know, there's some people where the butthole maybe shouldn't be brown based on their, you know, skin tones and whatnot. And if it is brown, there could be things that should be addressed. Or, you know, maybe it's bleached.
But I say, wouldn't it be brown unless you, like, bleached it?
Is it brown? Like brown. Always?
Like light brown?
I think it should always be brown.
Like, no, is I've it not?
Some, I've definitely seen some pink buttholes.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it not pinkish?
The majority of the sometimes? Buttholes I've seen are pink.
You know, I think it depends on the person. Like,
actually, hold on. Let me check my phone real quick.
You're just going to go through the butthole gallery?
I get unsolicited butthole pics and videos all the time.
Yeah, that's
nice. Yeah, do some flip. Field research, please. Can we need to confirm.
Well, I mean.
But I'm saying there's a spectrum of the color of your holes depending on your skin tone, which is fine. But
which is really unfair because you can't do anything about that. I mean, you could bleach it, I guess. But, like, realistically, you know, we all got our God-given buttholes, and they be what color they be.
They be what color they be.
You know, that's...
It doesn't make you any cleaner or dirtier, unless it is a dirty butthole.
Coochie pink. My booty hole got Cheeto dust. And, like...
You know, I...
sounds like it'd be itchy.
That does sound... It sounds like it would burn. Like, it'd be... Uncomfortable. Itchy, yeah, but, you know, like a burning itch, perhaps.
I've snorted pixie stick before.
Oh, that is tragic.
We all got to whisper that together. Pixie sticks. That's a fun one. Listeners at home, you can also join in anytime. Actually, really, listeners, you can join in anytime you want. Just repeat what we said. And then, like, time it so that the laughs, and then you'll feel like you're with us.
Yeah.
Always.
That's what we want. We want you to be a part of this conversation. We're all just hanging out, bro.
We saved you a seat.
We saved you a seat.
It's the gross one, though, with the kind of broken fabric on it.
It's the chair.
Oh, my God.
There may or may not be.
It's the chair with, like, the weird stains. You don't know where the stains came from, but, you know, it's...
Maybe blue slit.
Would you rather be in a world where flash mobs are a random but, like, inevitable occurrence, or in a world where, like, if you're not talking, you need to be eating constantly?
Well, that just sounds completely inconvenient and impractical. There's no way that if you're not talking, you're just eating.
Just eating.
There's
just
not enough food for that, and there's no way to sustain that. That's just, no. So that's... No, I don't like that. That's dumb. I also don't like the flash mob thing. That's dumb. But
you're just afraid of that now. That's a new horror.
But I would say it's, that would be not ideal. I wouldn't hate it. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I am someone, I love musicals. You know, I think it's really fun. I think it's cool. So to the idea of me, like, being in traffic and someone is having, like, a main character moment and they have a whole song. There's music that we just all within this, I don't know, maybe mile radius, not even like quarter mile radius. We all can hear the music. They're singing. We kind of back up, do dances, and you innately know what to do. You know, the moves is just going to come to you.
It's like a shimmer in the air, and then you just got the spore in you all of a sudden.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Like, while this is happening, am I aware that it's happening, or do I not realize until after it's done type of thing? Like,
I think it's like a drug hallucination. You get, like, vivid flashes, intermittent vivid flashes. Mm-hmm. It's like a fever dream.
Pink butthole.
Pink butthole is the common...
Pink butthole, yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed.
Mm. Thank you, sir, for your research.
This is why you're one of the top paid employees. You guys need to see it? For your butthole research.
I see the butthole. Oh,
I had to see nuts, though, to get that research done. I used to think you were crazy. a penetrator, but now I've seen some nuts.
That was a funny one.
I am crazy. But I still get unsolicited butthole pics and videos.
Which also wild to think that you're just going to like, first off, how dare you think that your butthole looks nice enough to just snap a clap picture and just send it to anybody?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, some people do that for a living.
Really think highly of their butthole.
So, I mean,
I hate it. Usually I delete it and I block that shit. Don't send me an unsolicited picture of your butthole.
Right. I could be doing something. What if I'm like giving a PowerPoint?
If I'm doing absolutely nothing, I still just don't want an unsolicited picture of your butthole. Like, you're spreading your cheeks open and shit. They get, bro. And also, who's taking this picture?
Right. Do you have a really, really good cell camera? Is it a cat?
It's a self timer, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and you're just waiting.
You're
just
angles.
Take that picture.
You're just there with your, you know, the air.
There's some sheepish dog.
They put the timer on and quickly bend over and spread their cheeks.
And just wait to hear this shatter go off.
The
yeah.
kind of dexterity needed.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, so I guess in that case, they could sing "My Coochie Pink, My Booty Hole Also Pink."
Yeah.
In a time of need, how fast do you think you could open your butt cheeks? Like, from like
what in a time of need? Wait, what time of need? What time of why would I need to?
When you go to jail and they are booking you, you gotta spread your butt cheeks.
They're like, they're like, give me your pudding cup.
They're gonna do that.
Cheeks.
I don't
they're
have
not
to do
gonna
it.
Know. They're
and
gonna,
you
they're gonna have
cup.
You do it.
You're
gonna tell you to bend over.
I'm gonna tell them no.
They're gonna tell you to bend over, and then they're gonna tell you to spread your cheeks.
I'm not doing it.
They're
and
gonna
then
hit
they're
you with
going
a stick.
To beat the shit out of you with billy clubs.
Do you think they'd be upset if you took a shit?
Yeah, I think they'd probably be really mad.
That's why they don't do it, because I know niggas is probably farting on them all the time.
All
well,
the time.
I feel like you deserve it.
Pink
guys honestly.
Probably rampant.
Unless I did something wrong,
you,
I guess.
Yeah, well, you did, because you're in jail.
No, not always. Sometimes...
The people that are in there checking your butthole didn't arrest you. They just work at the place.
Right? Listen. If honestly, they're the real victims.
Right.
They got to look at your gross butthole.
First of all,
unless they get paid for it.
We always assume that I am innocent in this situation.
Nah.
So
they got you on camera yelling, "My coochie pink," and then something we can't even play it on the radio. We can't even play it
no,
on the cast.
Bro. I swear, if I got arrested and they're like, ma'am, we're going to need you to turn around and spread your... I'd be like, you're going to have to fucking do it.
Spread your cheeks.
You would make them manually spread your cheeks? They're not going to be nice about it.
They're already not going to be nice about shoving their fingers in my ass. So like,
well, I didn't say they were shoving a finger in there.
Yeah, now you're just... You've got expectations.
Yeah, you throw an egg in there.
You're like, hey, guys.
Don't they do a search?
Since you're already in
there. I don't
there.
Think
no,
they do.
They just tell you to bend over.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
yeah.
make
they
you
tell
cough.
You to bend up, yeah, and cough, just in case you have
oh,
something in there.
Oh, I thought they, like, full-on doctor's office,
this
like.
Is, that's only if they actually
suspect. I mean, when you start
suspect,
acting like that.
That's only if they suspect that you put something up your butthole.
Yeah, when you bend
so they
over.
Will,
they and, will do a cavity search. They will do a cavity search
I'm
if
sure they
feel like
to.
You have drugs inside of you. Absolutely.
So you might be the one to get the. Get the finger in the butt.
Yep.
Wow.
And I give you the shocker. You let them make them do it.
Okay, so anyways, back to what we were talking about before.
I feel like this is the topic that it has been the whole time.
This
is pretty magical.
You know, in a world...
Black Mitch's Toxic Emporium.
In a world where flash mobs just exist... It also depends on, like, the song or, like, the subject matter, because I'd be really upset if I'm, like, pulled into your sad shit and now I have to, like, do all this and backup dance and sing for, like, you know, your bullshit. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, like, yeah, I'm
dance.
Sorry you're going through
don't,
your bullshit.
Don't get arrested.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to break out in this song and dance either. I think that's fucking awful.
Worse
off,
yet.
There's a lot of people that can't sing and dance.
Right.
Well, no, you guys are going to sound good. It's rules. It's
all
musical
right, so maybe
rules.
You sound great and you dance amazing, but could you imagine, like, if you're not cognizant of it, and then, like, you're going, you're walking down the street, and then the next thing you know, You're just fucking sweaty.
You just black out.
Yeah.
When you come out of it, you're tired as a motherfucker.
You're tired. You feel like you've been just beaten.
You're like, damn, why am I so fucking sore?
Yeah.
Why am I in the middle of the fucking park?
And then you see you're in a video with Chris Brown. Chris Breezy.
And you guys are all jigging and jiving.
He shucks and jukes.
Oh, yeah. Real liquid like. Oh, yeah. No, see, you're going to leave the kid.
But if you just randomly break out in the dance.
Well, no, because they'd like have to be near you.
Just random. So, like, you're, like, giving your kid, like, a bath, right? And your neighbors break out in the dance routine. You're within the proximity.
And then
right?
You just drop that baby right in
Does
the soup.
Does that mean you have to just...
Yes.
Oh, I think you'd have to...
Yeah, you gotta get up and dance. You can't be shucking and jiving with a baby in your hands.
I was gonna say, there's no dance that you do with because, a baby in your hand.
Well, think about it this way. Like, we gotta use musical rules, okay? Musical rules.
So you're telling me
musical rules say that when you're at home and you break out into song and dance, it's usually limited to you and your fucking home. People don't come out the woodworks from your neighborhood to also sing and dance with you unless you go outside with your song and dance. Then people might come out. But if your neighbor just breaks out in song and dance, the neighbor could break out in song and dance in their own home, and that's only going to affect them.
Song and dance, and then they come outside.
And then they're breaking into your home.
Your next door neighbor.
I'm going to end up like getting pulled outside because you have to follow them as they go down the street singing and frolicking and such.
No, what if the kid gets up and starts dancing too?
Well,
this has gone horribly wrong now.
Better hope that's the case.
Well, how old is the kid?
That's why I said you better hope that's the case. You better hope it's not like a toddler.
And then also like, so that also brings to question if you're in the shower. Actively being like you're bathing yourself, you don't have clothes on. Do you just
come out?
Oh, yeah,
soaked up.
Yeah, you gotta come out dick swinging.
Just come out dick swinging.
Yeah, that's an intimidation technique at that point. You're marking your territory, you're fighting back. You're taking the psychological angle and you're bringing it to them. One dick swing at a time, one good arc.
But the thing is no one's gonna know except for you when you come to and you're in the middle of the street with your dick out or your clit out, you know?
People are gonna notice.
Well, no, because they're sucked into the song too, so they're not really.
So they come back to consciousness. You
know, like, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
then everyone turns and points.
Like, oh shit! Why that dude's dick out?
What just happened? What did
Randy.
We?
Randy.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I think it could be cool. I think it would make things more dynamic, but
so everybody decides they want to be on the flash mob then?
No. I'm still a no. That's still a no for me, dog.
I feel like you could have a lot more fun with it than you're allowing yourself to imagine.
I don't want to black out, and I don't want to randomly dance with people.
Well, okay, maybe you wouldn't black out. Or maybe it'd be really euphoric. Maybe you'd feel like the ultimate high every time it happens.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
like, you look forward to it.
If it's just, like, mind-alteringly good trippy while you do that?
Yeah. Like, it just feels the best that it could ever feel. It's better than sex. You know? And you're like, wow.
Wow, that's the actual noise. He's like a cat.
Hey, listen, I said what I said. Oh no, his lips are so swollen. Would you guys ever pay any type of money to get facial like Botox or fillers or lifters or whatever?
I haven't gotten many wrinkles yet, so I'm going to say I'm undecided.
That's enough for me.
Black Mitch is pretty vain. Maybe I don't want to look like a old raisin one
day. You just got to make sure you like moisturize and like put the right protectants and stuff on your skin when you're out in the sun and eat healthy, drink water. It's not hard.
I drink water? So, like, you know, the rest of that's something. Black Mitch, Toxic Emporium. Okay. Don't drink any water while you're outside.
No. I think getting that stuff in your face is
these
just...
four dudes doing in that bathtub.
You know what they're doing.
They were having fun. Mm. They were having like a sleepover kind of deal.
Smoking that was marijuana. A little bathtub.
I know that all their legs had to be crossovers over the top of each other. How were they all fitting in there?
They were having fun. They were having a good time.
They definitely didn't have legs crossed. They had to have.
Mm-hmm.
They're weaved. They're like a bacon weave of legs.
I think that makes it more fun.
Okay.
You guys want to do that with your friends?
Definitely.
We're doing that right now. Yeah. You didn't feel that underneath the table?
No, I feel like the most is like when you're maybe in like one of those little pools or, you know, like little hot tubs. But then that's probably what their logic. They're like, we're in the little tub. They got the bubbles going, you know. They were just doing a thing.
Well, yeah, they were doing
something.
They were
just doing a thing together, you know.
They were having fun. They probably had some pizza. And that's the way the news goes. Oh,
that's the breaks.
So the new season of Brick and Morty has been announced. Oh. And I think this is the first one where the voices are going to be changed, right?
Yeah, and they went with a dumb strategy.
Okay.
So Solar Opposites, I'm not sure if you're aware.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They went with a completely opposite sounding voice actor. A solar opposite.
I have not listened to or watched.
It's a very strong British accent.
Oh.
Like very posh British accent.
Okay.
And they Why? Explain it. I don't know if you want me to tell you now, but they explain it in the
just
first
go ahead.
Episode.
Just tell me. Just spoiler alert.
Yeah, Corvo gets shot in the neck
okay.
with a dart,
okay.
and they use a voice change modulator on him, and it breaks, and they said, that's his voice now. Get over it. And he's British now.
Wow. Well,
that's fucking annoying.
They got all the technology that they use in there, and they can't fix his voice.
Nope. No. But Brick and Borkle decided to do something stupider, in my opinion.
Oh,
they decided to get sound-alikes.
Wow.
So if you listen to the new season 7, it sounds like Rick, except kind of like old man. Like, Rick went from being Rick Sanchez to being Rick Sanchez-steen.
Rick Mortenheimer?
Yeah. And not, like, it's still, it's a good voice, but you can definitely tell there's a difference to it.
That's dumb.
I don't know which one's worse, though. Going, like, totally opposite and just being, like, deal with it? Or trying to be, like, oh, don't notice that this is different. All for a guy that didn't get accused or didn't get charged with anything.
That's not, like, at the
just
end
accusation.
Of the day, like, he's very much a part of the show, you know, like, a part of its conception, a part of its, like, success because of, you know, his voice acting. And I don't think he's written a whole bunch of the episodes per se, but I mean...
But he was the character.
Yeah. So, like, it's still a collaborative effort in that sense. You know, so I do think it's kind of tacky to be like, oh, yeah, no, well, we still want to keep your shit, but not you, though.
Well, they took his video game that he did and took his voice out of it.
What did he do again? Didn't he just, like, hump a baby doll or something?
No, that was Dan Harmon. Justin Roiland may have said some mean things to women or something.
He came off... it wasn't that he said mean things. He came off as very flirty and borderline inappropriate with girls that... we're younger and shit like that. So
now, meanwhile, they're making episodes about like incest babies in space.
Yeah. From what I saw, I don't think he ever actually did anything. I do know that he flirted with a girl though, who was like maybe 17. So,
yeah, that's
you
not
know,
a good
like
look,
I think
but...
he like.
Yeah, what state is he in?
I don't know what state he's in, but I feel like he, you know, like made jailbaity comments and shit like that. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of not the best, right? Definitely poor judgment. But again, that a lot of that stuff is from years ago, and you know, people definitely like, I just hate the high horse that everyone seems to exist on in their own minds, as if they've never been a shitty person at some point or right. haven't made shitty fucking decisions. It's just, oh, you know, I don't know. So with this whole show thing, the situation, and like just kind of kicking him off, it's weird. It's not going to be the same. I think like the voices definitely do make a big deal, but people, honestly, I think for the most part, people are not going to care, because most people are pretty easy to please, I'd say. Like, I thought
easy
more people
to forget.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought more people would be upset about the one of the Chris's, Chris, which one? Chris Pratt? Is that the Mario?
Yes, that's the Mario.
Yeah, because, you know, there's 500 fucking Chris's, but
The good Chris's.
Chris and Chris. But because why is he voicing Mario? You know, we've known Mario's voice to sound a certain way for fucking ever. There is an actual voice actor.
They address that in the movie. They bring it up. They ask him if it's okay, and he's like, "It's a good."
Okay, so.
Damn, they pulled Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that shit's so fucking lame to me.
That lame shit out of here.
Nah, they cleared it, and he's like, "It's good. It's be racist."
Yeah, no. The voices matter. They're not everything, but.
Oh no! Yeah, they are. A bad
it's a
voice,
big part of it.
Yeah, a bad voice cast, or like if you watch a dubbed or subbed anime and then they change an actor and it's really jarring, that can be.
And you can spot a voice change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They changed Arnold's voice. Hey, Arnold, if you remember it, they switched it.
He got less sultry.
His voice went from being like the deeper Arnold voice to like a lighter sounding voice. Like it sounded like a different kid. It was obvious. They did the same thing to Gumball also.
Well, that's because they use actual children on Gumball, and those children naturally had their voices changed.
Finn stayed Finn the whole time.
But Finn also grew up on that show.
Okay.
And his voice. And Gumball, I remember there was an episode where they had like a thing where they were like going through puberty or whatever, and their voices were cracking and stuff. So they did kind of like address that like voice change thing. So I think that's fair. But
they need more,
you know,
more representation.
And we'll see. I really like Rick and Morty.
They changed Ash's voice.
Huh?
Yes.
It was very obvious. It was very fucking obvious that they changed Ash's voice.
They make it deeper?
No, like they made it lighter. Like it completely sounded like a different person.
Ash's voice is high enough anyway.
Yeah.
Perpetual 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a quest to be the very best.
For 20 years. Did he ever make it to be a Pokemon Master?
Yes,
he did.
I think it was this year, actually.
Yep.
Damn.
Wait, he just made?
Yes.
Well, hey, that's
fuck.
It's not player, like the so defeating, yeah.
He's got to be like 40 by now.
That's what I'm like, like, what?
Y'all have no appreciation for culture.
No, I mean, I do. I love that shows like Pokemon and Bleach and One Piece and even Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Have you been watching the new Bleach episodes?
I have not been watching the new Bleach episodes.
You are not a fan.
Fuck you. Yeah. I am a fan. Bleach is... Anyways, the point is, I love those like long-standing, like this shit. It's literally been since I was a kid, and they just keep coming. They just keep making new ones.
Well, you know what else? You know what else keeps coming?
These nuts.
These hits. These wonderful bants. This is a boneless episode. This has been a boneless episode.
Are we done here?
I'm saying we're wrapping this boneless thing up. We're sizzling it up.
We give you a little snack.
Excuse me.
We're gonna get a little snack, snack. Impaler. If people want to get a hold of the Impale, can they get a hold of you? Is there like, can they cut a goat's throat and then play in the blood and then use that to like, yeah?
You pop up the trash can.
Yeah, they can. Just that. They're just that way.
Or right. Also, you can send him butthole pics. He's always looking for new butthole pics.
I would appreciate if you didn't send me unsolicited butthole pics.
I'm going to just cut out the part when you said
and so it just says, please send me all butthole pics.
To me, do not send me butthole pics.
And I'll show up at your house.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna. It'll be great. I'll just splice it up so you're like, I want butthole pics sent butthole to pics, this please. Address.
Okay, fine. Send butthole pics and then have three shots laid out, and that's how you summon me.
Hell yeah!
Perfect.
Space boy.
Yeah.
Do you want anybody to contact you?
Yeah. Call me. Beep me.
All right. You can if you need to reach her. You can call her beeper or like seismic. Depth charges into the ocean also wake her.
Yeah.
I'm Black Mitch. If you need me, spit on a mirror and look deeply into your own eyes and then think lusty thoughts about Argonian lizards. Oh. And when that happens, just reach into your own mouth, pull your lips apart, and you will be where you need to be. And that's pretty much it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. You got any closing words for us, Space Boy?
I think everybody should definitely take care of themselves and brush every single microscopic hair they have on their bodies and also wear slightly clean underwear. Not too clean, though.
Need to be the freshest.
No.
Just put a little butt breath in there.
Yeah, put a little stank on it. Yeah, just a little flavoring.
Stank on it. I got that deodorant lotion that's for your gooch and your balls.
There's gooch deodorant?
There's ball deodorant to keep your balls from vinegaring.
I didn't know they made that.
Yep.
You guys can like dip them in a powder or something.
Well, that's it.
No, it's a lotion I think that goes on dry and it's supposed to just like be like deodorant for your balls.
You heard it here first, folks. Get out there and powder them balls. It's hotter than hell.
Make them nuts smell good.
Y'all have a good rest of the night.
Don't powder your balls.
Bye.